This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is on an official visit to Poland, will hold delegation-level talks with his Polish counterpart Donald Tusk in Warsaw today. The two leaders are expected to review bilateral relationship and exchange views on a range of issues. The meeting between the two sides will also offer an opportunity to explore other avenues. Mr. Modi will also call on President of Poland, Andrzej Duda. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi was accorded ceremonial welcome. He will also lay wreath at Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. The Prime Minister will also interact with business leaders and Polish influencers. Last night, addressing the Indian diaspora in Warsaw, Mr. Modi said, "Today's India seeks to connect with everyone and wants the development and welfare of all." He said, "For decades, India had a policy of maintaining distance from other countries, but the policy of today's India is to remain close to all nations." The Prime Minister stated that India's stance is clear that this is not an era of war and believes in dialogue and diplomacy to resolve conflicts. Prime Minister reached Warsaw last evening in the first leg of his two-nation visit to Poland and Ukraine. Union Minister for Electronics and IT Ashwini Vaishnav has said that NVIDIA has promised support for India AI mission. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said, "Both sides discussed ways to leverage artificial intelligence AI for solving India-specific problems." He said they also discussed potential development of Bharat's own AI chip. In March this year, the Union Cabinet had approved the comprehensive national-level India AI mission with a budget outlay of around 10,372 crore rupees. Union Minister of Textiles Giriraj Singh has highlighted the pivotal role of handicraft sector in the growth of Indian economy. Addressing the 24th Handicrafts Exports Award in New Delhi yesterday, he noted that the handicraft sector currently enjoys a growth rate of nearly 9-10%. On this occasion, the minister encouraged women to join the handicraft sector. The Export Promotion Council for Handicrafts organized the event to honor the top exporters in the industry. In Jammu and Kashmir, command and control centers have been set up in the offices of Chief Electoral Officer in Jammu and Srinagar to curb the spread of misinformation and uphold the integrity of the electoral process in the upcoming assembly elections. Our correspondent reports, control rooms will be functional on 24/7 basis in all 20 deputy commissioner offices. The centers are equipped with the latest technologies and state-of-the-art infrastructure. Former Jharkhand Chief Minister and Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader Champai Soren has announced a new political party amidst reports of rising tensions within the party. Mr. Soren said the name of the new party will be announced after consultation with workers. Addressing a public meeting at his home constituency, Saraikela Kharsawa, yesterday, Mr. Soren said he is open to forming new alliances and join hands with like-minded parties. The first National Space Day 2024 will be celebrated across the country tomorrow. Addressing a curtain-raiser press conference in New Delhi, Minister of State for Space, Dr. Jitendra Singh, said, "This is the first National Space Day to be observed, and it is not only a day of celebration, but also a day of reflection, introspection, and charting for the future." Our correspondent reports that during last month, over 1,000 events were organized across the country to celebrate National Space Day. The Kerala government has announced to honour former Indian hockey goalkeeper of the bronze-winning team at Paris Olympics 2024, P.R. Srijesh, with a cash reward of 2 crore rupees. The decision was taken during a cabinet meeting presided over by Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan yesterday. In a social media post, the Information Public Relations Department of Government of Kerala said that the Great Wall of Indian Hockey, P.R. Srijesh, made India and Kerala proud by securing his second Olympic medal at the 2024 Paris Olympics. P.R. Srijesh hails from the Kijakabalam village of Ernakulam district in Kerala. Meanwhile, the Indian men's hockey team received a grand welcome by fans and Odisha government when it arrived at the Bhubaneswar airport yesterday after winning bronze medal at the recently held Paris Olympics. And that is the end of this news bulletin.